This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! In the left field, December 3000, a run is scored!
Smith courts one into right down the line. It may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Hello, Cardinal fans. Welcome to the Monday morning edition of Two Birds on a Bat, your St. Louis Cardinals fan podcast from the patio studios and brought to you by our good friends at the Innovated Companies. My man, Randy Green, 35 years experience, a second generation craftsman, a man of his word. They've got the whole team under one umbrella, construction, heating and cooling, electric, and now the plumbing team. Give them an opportunity for your business, innovatedcompanies.com. Well, gents, it was quite a weekend in town here, and I know this is a Cardinal show, but I think we can, for just a minute, talk about, well, what was an amazing weekend. And Josh, you encountered it firsthand over at Belle Reve, but man, Tiger, I can't even imagine. I think the town would still be up and partying today if Tiger Woods does something amazing on 17. Steve, you brought it up, and I was yesterday, I mean, I wasn't there watching from my couch. But you know what? In the end, the reason I'm bringing it up, and you know, I'm sure there's a few, you know, guys, there's a Cardinals show. What are you talking about that for? Because for a day or two or three or four, a bunch of golfers and a bunch of people knew what it was like to be a Cardinal, because that's how they got treated. I mean, unbelievable crowds, unbelievable atmosphere, and it was nothing short of a baseball game being played on a golf course.
It was awesome, man. As Tiger's making his quote-unquote charge at Brooks.
Awesome to see, though.
It was incredible. And this kid, Brooks, ironically enough, I go to practice round on Tuesday. It kind of got washed out. And him and like three other guys were the only guys out on the course. So we ended up following him around for about four holes. And that guy's a stud.
He looks good.
He walks like an athlete. He doesn't walk like a golfer. You know what I mean?
Right.
He walks like he's the man.
Pick up a baseball bat and do some damage.
Absolutely. So he's walking. I'm like, God, that might be my new, you know, favorite guy. They have him listed 185 pounds. His right arm might be 185 pounds. Well, I have a little man crush on him. So I come home. I told my wife, and I kept calling him Bruce. I was like, this Bruce guy, man. And I couldn't get his name right, but I'm glad he won.
Well, and Josh, I don't know that he saw any golf, but he was knee deep in the atmosphere. And for IRS purposes, we won't say the amount, but this guy may have paid off a student loan with the amount of money he made bartending this weekend out there. Between what holes were you between?
I was between 10 and 1. It was called the first green bar. So, and I tell you what, I didn't get to see a lick of golf, but you could hear the crowd roars, yeah, and the roar. I mean, it was insane.
Maybe, I tell you what, and then maybe you should have brought your own celebrity with you from the M4byYachty.com hotline. Maybe Benji Molina could have helped you make a little money. He may have been a popular bartender there. What's going on, BMO?
What's going on, guys? Glad to hear you guys again. I mean, it's awesome, and I love that event, man. I used to be a big fan of Tiger. Huge fan, actually. I used to be, and then I hated his guts. And then now I'm liking him again for what he brings to the sport. Obviously, not in personal life stuff. Obviously, he's a crappy person, but but I like him as a golfer, man. He's awesome, and you guys saw what he brought, man. I mean, that crowd is amazing. Everybody who everybody over there, I bet you they didn't care who won. They didn't care who won. They just wanted Tiger to make a run so and make it fun for everybody. I bet you anything.
Well, for like I said, for a day or for a few days, a bunch of guys that hit a little white ball and walk around and
They got to experience the best fans in baseball, right?
It was amazing. That's what it felt. It felt like October baseball. Speaking of October baseball,
But I think that the people I know, we are a baseball Cardinals podcast, but also people need to understand that PGA was played in St. Louis. We have a lot of fans that listen to us, and they're probably asking why are they talking like that. It's because it was played in St. Louis, the PGA. So. And the fans were amazing. That's one of the reasons why we're talking about it, right?
Yeah, and you know, and the thing is, you know, as I segue with that feeling of October playoff baseball at a golf course, the fact that it remains is there's one guy that I know that's never off the wagon, and that's Benji Molina. I think all fans get disgruntled at times and feel, you know, things are bleak. But the reality of it is this Cardinals team has something going on with it. And, Josh, you've got some numbers to really say what is going on with it. But here's the thing. I don't need any numbers. I can see it. I mean, we're getting big hits. We've got we have a guy that got so hot that he was basically on fire, and then guys start feeding off of it. You know, you took a guy that's having another great season and said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take his bat and we're going to put him in the two hole. Why? Because he can control the bat. He'll give up at bats if we need him. He'll move runners over. He's got a knack for getting clutch hits, you know? And then there's just been something different. Again, we talked a little bit about it last week. You know, what do you attribute it to? I mean, obviously we had some fun with the salsa thing. But the reality of it is, the front office made a bunch of moves that were necessary, and they had to be done. And things are happening.
We got a little lucky that our Fowler guy got hurt.
Well,
I say lucky not because I want him hurt. I don't want him hurt. I mean, I like the guy. But I'm saying lucky because Jose Martinez was the one who was going to sit. And look at what he's doing for us. That would have been a freaking travesty, man. That would have been something bad. And I'm going to have a discussion with Mosalik on the weekend when I get over there in Gersh. I always get to talk to them for a while. I'm going to tell them straight up to their face, you guys better play these guys. You want to win, you better play that guy, man. You got to find a spot for him. There's a million guys out there playing out of position and not doing well. Look at what happened to the Cubs yesterday when Schwarber misplayed a ball and all of a sudden they're in deep doo-doo. I mean, I can go on and on with teams, but anyways, I'm going to have a talk with him, and I'll let you guys know what he say, what they say.
Why don't we just bring him on the show, and we'll grill him that way?
Yeah, we'll grill him. Yeah, that'd be...
No, you guys are a little dangerous, man. You guys are going to make me lose my job. If I bring him on the show, I lose my job. So, yeah, I'll talk to him first.
Hey, Benji, you hit it right on the head. I remember, Jim, probably the funniest thing that we've gone through is when we were doing that, when Mo was giving that speech, Mosalak was giving that speech at the SLU dinner,
yeah,
and you introduced yourself to him, and he goes, I know who you are.
No, I said, I do the podcast, Two Birds on a Bat, and I'm sure you have no idea who we are. And he goes, oh, no, I've heard of you. And I said, oh, you mean, he goes, yeah, I mean. So, yeah, Benji made us famous. The reality of it is this. You know, it's funny. Everybody wants to talk about it, and I take that back. A little while, it seemed like everybody wanted to talk about the why. Now it's like, it feels now like it's back to it. And again, I hate to say this, but no matter what happens, okay, it feels like now we're back to who cares. We just want Cardinal baseball to be as we expect it to be. And I say the word expect it to be because I still maintain that we have a feeling around here like, oh, well, I mean, yeah, we should be in the playoffs every year. Why not, right? Which is okay because that's kind of what it feels like to be a Cardinal fan, especially the last, 15 years or so, I would guess, somewhere in my...
12 out of 18, I believe, okay, is where
it,
we're at.
Okay, give or take. So my point is, I've said it once, I'll say it again. There's nothing better than baseball in October in St. Louis. You know, it's a... It's an amazing feeling to go to the ballpark in a playoff game. And I don't care if it's a wild card game. I don't care if it's a best of five, best seven. I don't care. There's something about going to that ballpark over there in the month of October, in my opinion. And there's nothing like it. And Cardinal fans deserve it. I've beat the wagon 1,000 times over. We pay $10 for a beer and $9 for nachos and $6 for hot dogs. And you know,
you don't anymore, Jimbo. What are you trying to trick the people for?
What do you mean?
You say you don't pay a ticket. You don't pay for the ticket to go to the games anymore. So what are you trying to say, man?
Wait a minute. I don't buy all that stuff over there. I don't buy $9 nachos and $10 beers.
You could have bought. Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Same. Giving you a hard time about.
I know
not
you
paying
are.
A freaking day ticket, man. Come on now.
Well, let me tell you something.
Do like Steve-O does.
Do it like Steve-O does? How does Steve-O do it?
Pay the ticket and pay for the Philly cheesesteak. Did he pay?
He don't pay for no tickets. When's the last time you paid for a ticket, Steve? Be honest. Been a long time.
I was disappointed. I had to pay for a PGA ticket yesterday, but
other than that,
baseball tickets, just usually when we have to do that fundraiser.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, everything else is we work.
Steve-O, you too, man. What the heck, bro?
Hey, we work an angle. I'm an angle guy. Smoke and mirrors, BMO, smoke and mirrors.
Hey, I'm still living on the Anheuser-Busch
teat. If you can do it that way, that's perfect. Don't worry.
I'm still living on the Anheuser-Busch teat. Still calling in favors. Hey, listen, again, I this is an unbelievable thing. I'm excited. You know, we've had some amazing things going on. I mean, I don't know. I'm sitting here, you know, and now, look at DeYoung now. You know, he was struggling, and now he's starting to heat up a little bit.
It was going to take him at some time. I mean, he got hurt in his hand. Ask Steve-O, he still plays. How hard it is to hit without one hand? I mean, it's hard, man. It's really tough. So give the guy, as a fan, we have to give the guy time, and he had it. He had a little time to get ready, and what I'm concerned about is all those people that jump off the bus, and now they're trying to come back on. I mean, that's not a fan. Those are no true fans. You're a true fan when they're struggling and you're sweating bullets and at your house watching the game and saying, dang it, man, we can't buy a hit. Dang it, we keep losing freaking games. But you know what? They're going to get them tomorrow. They're going to be all right tomorrow. We're going to get them. We're going to be okay. Those are true fans, not the ones that lose three in a row. They want to jump up the bridge, and then they want to come back on, you know, save themselves from a freezing freaking catfish down in the river. Then they go back out and try to get back on a freaking wagon. Get the heck out of here. Those are not fans.
Man, you're on it today.
He is.
He's not messing around today.
Well, I might. You know what? Speaking of fans,
yeah.
Just
hey,
being a baseball.
Tell me if it's true, though. Tell me if it's true, and I won't say any more about it.
Oh no, you're not wrong.
You think it's true?
Nope, you're not wrong.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I just think that some people get over dramatic. They're not jumping off the bandwagon. They just they need to complain a little bit.
Well, I've said that since day one. There are people out there that aren't happy unless they're complaining.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's just the way it is.
But those are not fans.
Well, I don't know that they're not fans. They just don't fan the way. Listen, I'm
not
in the
business.
Well, then that's fine. I'm not in the business of telling somebody how to fan. Now, I can tell you that I will tell you that I do believe that it's a little bit like family. I mean, you know, you get upset with them, but you love them. I mean, I get upset with the Cardinals as much as anybody. I get upset with certain players and managers and things like that. But, you know, I look at it like my brother. I look at it like it's my brother. I mean,
getting upset is one thing, and then not being a fan is another because, they're done. That's not being upset. That's not being a fan. Being upset is like, dang it, man. You know, like, frick, man. These guys didn't do a job, da-da-da-da-da. But you know what? Backing them up every time in good and bad. That's fans. But being upset, I mean, you could be upset. I mean, that's fine. But
well, that's what I believe. And I believe that that's what 95% of it is. I think, listen, though, I will say this. If you follow social media as much as I do, there is a faction of, and it's the same people. You don't have to go very far to find them. they're not happy unless they're complaining. And I hate, and I, boy, I wonder what the rest of their life's like. But you, it shows through. It shows through in social media because it's other things too, not just Cardinals. I mean, they're complaining about everything. But hey, listen, I will say this. I don't really care, and this is kind of where I was going with this to start the show. I don't care what the reason is. I don't care. I mean, Mike Schilt, the bullpen, the hitting guys, and again, we're never happy that somebody gets hurt, but if that's what it took to get a guy that didn't really deserve to be in the lineup and made it an easy decision for the manager to get him the hell out of there, whatever it is, I don't really care. I'm just glad the Cardinals are playing baseball again and giving us a feeling of it's really possible that we could get back to baseball. On that note,
but wait, with that last three wins don't count. So don't worry about those.
That's another one. Yeah. Because they beat a team they should beat, so those don't count, right?
If they don't count. They don't count. So we're still behind.
We're still behind. Man, you're on a roll today. You wake up with a little – he woke up a little surly, I think.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, no, man. I'm good, man. I'm about to go on my bike ride. It's 120 here. So I'm good, man.
That's a dry heat, though.
I haven't heard Josh, man. Is he okay? Can somebody check his phone?
He's over here counting money.
Yeah, no. Oh, no, wow. I deposited that this morning. But, no, I'm here. I'm doing well. Yeah, I just haven't – I mean, I watched yesterday's game last night when I got home finally and got settled in. And I tell you what, it's night and day difference from before Shield and now. These young guys, I said it last week, they made baseball fun again for St. Louis fans. I mean, there's just no other way to walk around it other than the fact that these young guys are hungry and they want to play and they want to compete and they know how to win.
Benji, I got a question for you.
Bullpen, Josh.
Well, that's where
bullpen,
I was.
Buddy.
That was my question for you. So, you know, we talked a little bit. And again, we say it all the time. We felt like Holland was a good signing that didn't work out. I think we all liked Wade Davis and Brian Shaw and Addison Reed and all these guys, Juan Nicasio, not a one of them having a good year. Not even not good. I mean,
not one of them. Isn't that crazy?
Well, I mean, what kind of – do you think this sets a little bit of a precedent going forward for this team of, you know, maybe just – see, I don't. Is this an anomaly? Is this a one-time deal, one-off, or what do they do going forward? I mean, you know, you had talent. Now, mind you, I mean, you never know for sure how it's going to play at the big league level. I mean, you have all you can go by is how they do at AAA, their makeup, their stuff, and then you start getting into your analytics and your scouting department and how does their stuff translate to the big leagues and blah blah blah. But will we see a shift now with the bullpen and just turn it over to some of these young guys going forward? Because if that's the case, man, we got even more money to spend next year on a player. No?
Remember what I told you guys. Gumbert is better starting.
Right.
Because that's what he showed us, right? I'm not a magician. He showed us that he could not relieve that good. He's a starter, and that's what he's showing us. And I told you, the bullpen, I mean, the last time I checked, had 29 innings, 3 earned runs. That's the last show that we did. I don't know about now. But these kids have been really successful in AAA and being a winner in AAA. They've been winning like crazy. And then you bring a new set of, I mean, there were four of them, if not five bullpen guys going in. It wasn't like one guy. It wasn't like two guys. You have two guys throwing the ball well, which is Hicks and Norris. All of a sudden, you add up five young guys that want to stay up here. I mean, that's crazy, guys. That's crazy. And let me tell you, it's a one-year deal. It's a one-time deal because the reason is these guys do not want to be relievers. They're doing the job right now because they want to stay. They want to stay. They want to show the organization they can pitch. That's why they're staying, but they want to start, man. And I don't blame them. They're really good starters. They're really good names out there. I told you before, Gant needs to go to the bullpen and then bring one of these young guys to start. That's what I did before. I'm telling you, these young guys have brought life. Even though baseball is hitting, running the bases, catching the ball, and obviously pitching, but the bullpen, it's the main reason why we are where we are, because they've been holding leads. They haven't fallen. Like, when we had Sheffield, he couldn't get lefties out. All of a sudden, we got lefties out, and he made a difference. This series coming up with the Nationals, it's going to be crazy to see. But the Cardinals always seems to amaze us, right? They always play great with the good teams. I mean, they always find a way to pitch great and play great. And we have Mikolas today on the mound. I mean, that's a good start of a series right there, guys.
Well, what's interesting is what I want to get to today is, the turnaround, some of the things that don't get as much publicity that help the turnaround that are both good and bad. I mean, we kind of touched on some of them a little bit, but if you really look at it, I'm really interested to look at the effect that a few things have had on this turnaround. And they aren't the greatest things to talk about, but they're reality. So I want to talk about a couple of those things because they're also part of it, right? And other teams deal with them as well. And I'm just really curious to look at a few of these things. And the reason it made me think about it was there was a little social media fun going on over the weekend with one of them, and I want to bring it up. So before we do that, let's remind everybody, check us out, twobirdsonabat.com. It's the website. Subscribe to the show there. It's free. Like to have you guys do your Amazon shopping through us. That helps us with Brian Kroc and Andrew Allen, our producers. Again, it means a lot to us. You just click the Amazon banner. You're done with us. Find us on social media. On Twitter, you can find us at Podcast Baseball. If you're a Cardinal fan and you follow us, we're going to follow you back. Facebook, Two Birds on a Bat. Type it in. Like our Facebook page. Click invite your friends and all your Cardinal fans that are friends. We would love to have them be a part of the show. Speaking of that, Josh, since you're with us, would you like to announce the winner?
Yeah, finally, now that I'm here, that we're both here at the same day, yeah, right. We went ahead and got a winner. His name is Ryan Childers.
Yes.
Right?
Ryan Childers. Thank you to our IT department that did a great job of going through and inserting all the entries. And again, we had offered some special stuff through Twitter and things like that. Thanks to everybody out there. It was an amazing thing. We picked up some followers, but we'd like to encourage you to continue to do so. Josh, thank you for putting the contest together. Thank you to Benji and Yadier Molina and all the gang at m4byyadi.com for the jersey, the Marcelo Ozuna jersey. And now that we're through that contest, Josh and I will sit down and put together a new one, another social media type contest. I got some ideas of some things we'll do. And again, as always, we appreciate Benji and Yadi and everybody at m4byyadi.com for supplying us with those things.
You tell me what a jersey, and I'll get it, man.
Well, I'm telling you.
Apparently what jersey is popular out there right now. And
Matt Carpenter might be pretty popular.
Yeah. All right.
Matt Carpenter might be pretty popular right now. Wait a minute.
And I told you guys when we did Facebook Live, I tasted that salsa, man.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Did you feel like you could go hit? Did you feel like you could grab a bat and go hit?
I got up the chair, started stretching.
Oh, man, I need that. Hey, BMO, we got a game this weekend. You want me to bring some salsa with you? Let's go. We got you. You think you can play all seven?
I can play three outs, Steve-O, and maybe DH-ing.
Oh, boy.
I'll take you as a DH, that's for sure.
Why not? But anyway, special thanks to everybody, and we do appreciate it, Josh. Great contest. Ryan Childers, contact us. Send us your address through the same way you sent us the picture with all your friends. And, again, to everybody that participated, thank you so much. To all of our partners out there, thanks, guys. Adam Smokehouse, it looks like we'll be heading back over there this Friday. I know everybody wants to congratulate Benji on his statue in Texas. For years and years and years after all of us are gone, it'll be Meet Me at Benji, Meet Me at Molina, which I think we'll have one of those in St. Louis as well with his brother. But it's nice to be basically enshrined and good for Benji, and we'll talk about it on Friday. Adam Smokehouse on Watson, check out their barbecue. It's tremendous. And again, I just I can't thank those guys enough. We're looking forward to it, and it'll be a lot of fun. All right, guys. So one of the things that happened over the weekend that I thought was – it may have been towards the end of last week, whatever it was, but it was kind of fun. As a fan, basically, Adam Wainwright had tweeted out something, and a fan tweeted back at him, which is always my pet peeve. Hey, have your opinion, do what you want, but try to remember that these guys are the best on the planet, okay? And whether you think a guy's any good or not, okay, is – I mean, especially Adam Wainwright. I mean, let's be realistic here, right? Okay? So this guy basically tweets at him that – you know, he needs to, you know, yeah, that's great. Now, how about giving up your $19 million next year so Mo can get somebody in there that can help? You were a great Cardinal. He threw that in, right? You were a tremendous Cardinal or whatever. Adam Wainwright tweets back at him, hey, just so you know, I'm not signed next year, okay? So I, as far as I know, I'm not getting paid. Thanks for the backhanded compliment. God bless. But the reality is this. Now, while I love that sort of stuff, the reality of it is we haven't had Adam Wainwright as we know him for basically a couple years now, right? Am I wrong there? All right. So
that's the same guy that was cheering for him when we were winning. When he was closing that game against Beltran, he was having a party at his house.
Yeah.
With all the people and going to the World Series, buying tickets. He's the same guy that when he saw Wainwright having all those ERAs, he was the same guy cheering for him. And now he's an idiot trying to just get popularity or whatever he's trying to do. You got to be respectful to the people that gave it all and still giving it all to your town, to your freaking callers. Even though he haven't been the same guy for a couple of years or whatever you want to call it, what he did for the city, what he has done for the city, what he has done for the kids of your city, he's taking out his money and helping out kids out there, going to hospitals, going to that. Why don't they say that? Why do they have to be an idiot to say these things like that? I hate that with my guts. You know, that's not fair for the guy. Obviously, everybody goes down at some point. Why not respect the guy? Why not say thank you for having us go to the World Series and throwing that perfect curveball to Beltran and then getting us out of there? Out of a big hole. Why not go into the World Series and say thank you for two World Series that he pitched in? I mean, why not say that? Why do you have to be so mean and be a horrible person bringing up a guy that's helping up your city, dumb butt?
Well, yes, no doubt about it. But the interesting part of this whole thing is whether it's Adam Wainwright, who we loved, Dexter Fowler, who I think we all wanted to love, Brett Cecil, who at the time we were, and again, I didn't like the signing from the beginning, but we were begging the front office to sign guys and get relievers, right? Brett Cecil, Dexter Fowler, Adam Wainwright, we can name a few more. The reality of it is these guys, they're going to play if they're available to play. The reality of it is they are not.
Way, Jimbo, Fowler and Cecil are not in the same category as Wainwright. Wainwright has been here for years.
That's true.
This Cecil came from freaking Toronto. Fowler came from a championship in the Cubs. He's never been part of the Cardinals. I'm talking about in that way, right? Like,
yeah.
Like Wainwright being a guy. Yadi is going to retire. He might be struggling. Everybody does. Mike Trout. He's the god of baseball right now, but guess what, guys? He's gonna be 35 at some point. He's gonna be 36, gonna be 37 at some point, and he's gonna struggle. But that means, you know, that doesn't mean you have to be so mean to a freaking guy that helps out for so many years. You know what I mean? That's what I mean. Like Pujols, he has his foundation. He does so many things other than baseball. But guess what? He's human. At around 35, 36, 37, 38. He's of course going to go down in production, but you don't have to be mean. It's what I mean, right?
Yeah, and I get that. I was really going more on this part of it, and that is the reality of it is it's a tough situation for a club because, to your point, Adam Wainwright has done everything in the world for you. If Adam Wainwright wasn't hurt, he would still be pitching, whether it's in the bullpen or as a starter. And the reality of it is the fact that he is hurt, Dexter Fowler's hurt. All these guys are hurt. They aren't available to pitch. They aren't available to play. So some of the guys that should be playing are getting an opportunity to play. Like here, I'm going to be real honest with you and bring this up. You've already said it, okay? All right? And again, I know, and I am too. I could not be happier for the way things are going with Mike Schilt. But the reality of it is, fans, you can think whatever you want to think. If Dexter Fowler wasn't hurt, Jose Martinez wouldn't be playing. So while we're all fawning over the guy, Jose Martinez wouldn't be playing. He's playing because Dexter Fowler's hurt. And he's playing because Tyler O'Neill's hurt. Let's be honest. Jose Martinez wasn't in the lineup.
That's not fair to that kid, though, man.
Well, I know, but
obviously, it's only my opinion, guys.
Right.
I mean, everybody is entitled to theirs, so I'm entitled to mine.
Sure.
But I think it's not fair for that kid after the year he's having. I was having pencil in the lineup the rest of the way, and I'll move around other guys around him instead of him out of the lineup. That's what I would do.
Yeah, I mean, it's been an interesting thing. I know for a fact that it was brought up on this show that, wow, if you want to complain about Jose Martinez's defense, okay, legit. But the reality of it is he can play outfield. He doesn't play it great. He plays it adequately enough. And I can tell you, it ain't like Dexter Fowler was playing great out there, so it wasn't like you were losing a whole lot. And if defense was going to be your priority, well, then what in the hell was Dexter Fowler doing playing anyway? Because not only is he not a great outfielder, he couldn't hit. So let's be honest about a few things here, okay? I'm telling you right now, and listen, I'm not making this up, and this is no conspiracy theory. It was proven. If Dexter Fowler was not hurt, and Tyler O'Neill's not hurt, Jose Martinez wasn't in the lineup. So sometimes things happen.
Really unfair.
That allow you to get out of your own way, right? Now, the bullpen was a methodical – that was Mo going, yeah, we screwed this up. Right?
Yeah, cut bait.
Cut bait. Now they made a Greg Holland, they were paying Greg Holland for 1 year and 1 year only. Okay, now was it fun writing him a check to go away for a few million bucks or whatever it was he had left for the last couple months? No, it wasn't fun. But the reality of it is that contract was going bye-bye in a couple months anyway, right? Tyler Lyons didn't make shit, right? If you really wanted to impress me, the guys to cut were Cecil and Gregerson. So, again, while the front office is getting some kudos for having the balls to cut Greg Holland, he was going away in a couple months anyway. If you got some real balls here and you want to admit that you screwed up, let's get rid of Cecil. Let's get rid of Gregerson.
Well, we're probably not going to see Gregerson the rest of the year.
Well, yeah.
He's on the 60-day
And that's
now.
Fine. So listen, I got that. So the reality of it is, okay, let's see what he's got next year. We can deal with him next year because he's not taking up a roster space.
But it's probably going to be the same thing,
okay,
because it's only 5 mil next year only, quote unquote. And then the next year is a club option for 5.
Which they're not going to take.
So, yeah, no, hell no.
It's the same thing.
But,
so I understand that part.
He's cheap.
But again, we're back to my original point, and that is if Brett Cecil, who is he's throwing now, right? He's on a rehab assignment.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. When he comes back, he's going to be out in that bullpen. Now, this bullpen, which everybody's like, do not change what's going on down in the bullpen, all right?
I wouldn't risk it.
I wouldn't risk it either. So, again, we're going to find out real soon.
But here's what's going to be interesting, though, is whenever September 1st rolls around. See, I mean, we're already August 13th. So whoever goes down, because I think even Leon's going to come back before.
That's another one.
Cecil. So there's going to be all these spots, and there's only – so maybe one minor leaguer might go down for a week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So September 1st, once that rolls around, I think we'll be fine.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Now, that being said, I guess – and again, all I'm saying here is that there are some things that aren't pleasant things that have happened that have allowed this – now, listen, kudos to the front office, Okay, we, you know, listen. Regardless of what how you felt about Mike Matheny, it was the change was needed. It was time to go, right? I the same thing. Regardless of how hard Mabry were, whatever. Okay, changes were needed. A new direction was needed. The front office gave you that. Okay, and it seems to be working right now. No doubt about it. Okay, I don't have a crystal ball, but I like what I see. The bullpen was a disaster, and it had been a disaster. Agreed?
Yeah.
Okay, so while we can all agree that was a disaster, I'll be curious, again, these young arms are doing a job. Everybody, like, and again, that's the interesting part here is everybody's doing their job. Everybody, you know, Waino got hot, and then, you know, the change in the batting order. There's a lot of great things going on here, but there are some circumstances that have allowed some things to happen, which, quite honestly, have worked out. And Jose Martinez being the number one, because, again, what a crime if that guy wasn't playing every day. And listen, I was one that said, I'm not quite sure he can play first base. But I can tell you this, and I'd said it then, I'd put him in right field. Why not? I'd just leave him out there. I wouldn't even mess around with this. That's my opinion. What do you think, BMO?
But if you put him in the beginning of it doing this and you don't play him, I get it. I mean, I'm okay with it because, you know, you're doing it from the beginning of the year, you know, like platoon him, if you want to say it. I get it. I mean, I'm fine with that. But what I'm not fine with it is right now, this point of the season, when the guy has 65 or more RBIs, 14 home runs, hitting 300. I want to know who's hitting 300 in our club. So somebody tell me who is hitting 300 in our club other than Jose. That's all I want to know.
No one.
And he's been playing here. So we have no one hitting other than Jose. 300 or better. And then he has 14 homers, 65 RBIs. At this point is what I'm talking about. At this point of the season, they cannot sit him down. If they wanted to do it at the beginning of the year, I get it. That's okay. Go with it. Go with the flow at the beginning of the year. I get it. Yeah, that's fine. But shoot, man, at this point of the season, when we need him the most, you're going to sit him down? Hell no, man. That'll be something crazy.
Well, and not only that, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I think he's got a bat third, too. I mean, again, I'm glad DeJong's hitting better now, but the bottom line is Jose Martinez has got to bat third. I mean, he can't come out. He just can't. He's got to play right field every game, and I know that there are people looking. I was, too. I was looking forward to seeing Tyler O'Neill. But you can't take Harrison Bader out right now, and you can't take Jose Martinez out right now. I'm sorry. You just can't.
I agree, you know. You look at – you should have your outfield set. Pencil him in.
I don't know. But listen.
If we want to make a run.
Yeah. So now we're into that mode. All right. I mean, it's been going on for a little while now. I mean, we've gotten a good look at the way things are going. We see how it's happening. Things get now again. Everybody acts like all of a sudden now we're going to play real teams. Okay, which is fine. I understand. We're you know, they have a better record or whatever, but I'll take my chances. And listen, and as a fan, isn't this what you really want is just a chance?
We have good record, good teams, guys. I don't know. I don't get afraid when a good team comes to town. If you really notice, we face, and this is up top of my head. Of course, I don't know all of them, but like Cleveland, Chicago, we played all these teams, and we played them really good, and we took care of business when we had to. So I'm not really afraid. You can bring whoever you want to town, and I'll play with this team the way they're doing right now. I don't give a crap who you bring. I'm excited to see how they're going to do against them, you know, because they're not afraid. This team goes against anybody, and they can beat anybody at any time, especially with the pitching that we're having. I mean, I'll go with anybody.
Yeah, I'm telling you, when I look at this thing, as I try to figure out, really, what I think can really happen versus what's going to happen, I don't know that I even care as much anymore. I'm just glad they're playing well. I mean, dissecting who should do this and who should do that, I don't know what's wrong with how it's going right now. And again, I understand that everybody was excited about Tyler O'Neill. What do I think's going to happen?
Yes, like, you know how you just said that? Like, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, listen.
Nobody knows what's going to happen. I want to know from you what's going to happen.
Well, listen, I told you, they're like family to me. If you ask me, we're going to win every game and make a run in the playoffs, and somebody's going to come into town here, and we're going to hand them their ass, and then we're going to play the Cubs and beat them and win a World Series.
In the future, we don't know, but what we have right now, it's exciting.
There you go. There you go.
I don't see them changing anything. I mean, if they change something, they could be the dumbest freaking organization ever, and I don't think they are. I mean, but would you change anything right now, the way they're playing together, the way these guys are pulling for each other, the way these guys are playing the game right now? I wouldn't even touch anything from the rest of the year. Then in the off season, if you want to do a move or something, I get it. But right now, the rest of the way, I'll keep doing whatever the heck this guy Chilts is doing. I would keep doing it. I'll follow his back. I'll be like, hey, you know what? Play Martinez for 7 innings and then get him out for a defender or something. Keep pinch hitting this guy. Keep doing that thing. Whatever he's doing. Look, I told you guys before, the bullpen, when did you guys saw Mike Myers pitch in a winning game? I want you guys to tell me before Chilts, when did you guys saw Myers in winning games? I never saw him for 2 years in winning games. I always saw him in losing games and everything. Never in winning games. And I told Yadi, we had a conversation about him. I said, I like this kid. This kid is good, man. He can pitch. And he told me exactly the same thing. But the guy won't pitch him. The guy would pitch him in losing games. And I said, wow, that's amazing, man, because this guy is good. Remember, Myers came out of spring training with not allowing one run. Remember that?
Yeah. Yep.
Not even one run he allowed in spring training. And he couldn't pitch in winning games. Come on, man. So these guys giving this kid an opportunity of a lifetime right here. Look how good he's doing, man. Throwing 100 miles an hour, closing out, holding people into a score. I mean, come on, man. These are one of the reasons why I like this team right now. It's because they change, you know. They change a little bit. And I like it. I like it.
Well, let's what we're going to do now is we're going to do something that is definitely going to be in the realm of what we need to be doing going forward, because it's time to look ahead. Our look ahead is going to be brought to you by our good friends at the Missouri Gators Baseball. MissouriGators.com, if you want to learn more about their four pillars and how they can help your son or daughter become all they can be, both as a person and on the baseball field, check them out. They got a lot of great things going on over there. We had Seth Von Baron on last week. He did a great job. Good baseball guy. He's got some great stories. Again, I met him a long time ago. You know, he was down where David Freese was at in South Alabama. I didn't realize he was in Charleston when Brett Gardner was there. What an unbelievable story. But again, just a good baseball guy, and really it'll tell you a lot about what's going on over with the Missouri Gators, now having the Illinois Gators and the Gators Baseball Academy. That's MissouriGators.com to learn more, to find out if it's a good fit for you, and we can almost promise you that it is. So again, a look ahead, gents. As we look ahead, what do you see this week? Washington comes to town. Talk about an underachieving baseball team. There's no doubt that Washington is that. Last night, another example of a team put together that has had nothing but bullpen problems for a long time now and can't get out of their own way. And once again, they get beat by their own bullpen. But, you know, obviously they have a formidable offense. We're going to miss Scherzer. No Scherzer, as he pitched yesterday. What do you expect this week from St. Louis Cardinals? Steve, I'll start with you.
Well, you got to get out and handle business. You know, you got to look at you. What I think you take away from last night, which was I don't care if it's the Cubs or not. What a way to win a game.
Yeah.
Two strikes, two outs, bottom of the ninth, bases loaded. I mean, it's something we've all done in the backyard playing wiffle ball. And he knew it when he got it. That was awesome.
For sure.
But I think what you got to take away from that is, hey, the Nationals got to get 27 outs on you. You're not dead, okay? And the Cardinals have shown that this year, that they have that knack for, you know, at least being in it at the end and having an opportunity. So I think what you got to do is you got to go out and have some decent, solid pitching, play good defense, get your timely hitting, the same things that win baseball games. But remember, that until the 27th out is recorded, you're in that ball game when you're playing the Nationals.
Four-game series, 4 days, right, of baseball against Washington. Winning three of four. We got to win the series, right? I mean, that's where we're at right now. We got that Tony La Russa thing going on. Just keep winning series, right? And Washington's a team that's in that mix for a wild card, right? So you want to take care of business. Josh, your thoughts against Washington this
week? Yeah, and I was just thinking the same exact thing, actually, looking at the standings. They're 5.5 back, just like us, of their first-place team in the division. And it's just one of those things where we can't – they're going to come out and fight. They're fighting for a playoff spot the rest of the year just like we are. We just need to take it one game at a time. We need to continue to get the 7th, 8th, and 9th just on lockdown and continue to get those, as Steve-O said, timely hitting. And I think we're going to be fine.
You got that Benji Molina going, one game, just one game at a time. You got that going on right now. BMO, your thoughts against Washington, what do you foresee here?
I think you win today, guys, like you were just saying. That's the way I would go at it. I win today, forget about the heck what happened tomorrow. We don't even know if we're going to be alive tomorrow. So let's win today and let's go at it. I think they've been doing that. That's why they've been winning series, of course. It's because they've been worrying about the game today, and that makes sense. These guys have been going great. I don't care who we're facing. I don't think we faced Scherzer. He pitched yesterday, right?
Yeah, so no.
I don't think we faced, which is a good, you know, always a good deal. But we gotta, whoever we face, we just gotta put it up to them. I'm with Steve-O and Josh. You know, take a day at a time, and let's go from there. I'm not gonna be thinking three out of four because that's way ahead. I think it's win today and you keep winning the next day and things like that. So we have a pretty good chance today, guys. We got Mikolas on our mound, and he's been pitching really good. So I'll just go one by one, you know, one day at a time like I always do, win today.
And when it comes to having fun at the ballpark, there's no doubt about it. Arlington Greens down in Granite City, if you want to have some fun on the golf course and with everything that just happened. It's always interesting, the Tiger effect and the St. Louis effect. I haven't really had much interest in playing golf lately, but yesterday sitting on the couch watching him make that run makes me want to go play golf. So as I look ahead and you want to play some great golf and you want to play at a great venue run by great people, Arlington Greens in Granite City is where it's at. Go down there and tell our friend Mark Marcuso that we sent you. Gents, it's fun to go to the ballpark again. I guarantee you that the disgruntled fans right now are a little quieter. There's no doubt about it. But as we move forward into this new era of baseball and as we come down the stretch, I look at these wild card standings. And again, the division's not out of reach, guys. I mean, it can still happen. But we're only 2.5 games out of the first wild card spot, right?
Yep.
I mean, we're exactly where we need to be with both spots. It can be done. We can do this. Obviously.
There's the optimistic Jimbo.
Obviously, Thursday, we'll talk about this weekend. That's a big one, this weekend.
Yep.
You know, you're chasing Milwaukee. They're coming to town, so you can handle your business there. But we can't look too far ahead, okay? Washington can come in here. They've got firepower in their lineup. Tanner Roark's been pitching much better lately, more like I think people had expected him to pitch. You know,
after I dropped him from fantasy
team.
Well,
that's what happened. He realized he was off your team. But, hey, we'll see what happens. You know, things are happening for the St. Louis Cardinals, and if you can't be excited about it, well, then I don't know what to tell you. I mean, again, I can't even fathom it. So, great stuff as always, guys. Looking forward to seeing BMO this weekend. Like I said, I'm looking forward to sharing a rib plate with him over at Adam's Smokehouse, and I have a feeling that some people are going to show up as they want to congratulate him on an unbelievable accomplishment.
Remind me to only order half of what I normally order.
I know. I'm doing the same thing. I've already decided. I have to.
Hey, me too. The other half to take to the hotel.
Yeah, there we go. Good call. Hey, great stuff as always, guys. Want to remind everybody, don't forget us, twobirdsonabat.com. Find us on Twitter at Birds on a Bat Show. Find us on Facebook, Two Birds on a Bat. Special thanks to all of our Facebook partners as well. I can't say enough about Nate McHenry and Rally Squirrel, rallyscroll.com. If you want to be a member of the Rally Squirrel Club, check it out, rallyscroll.com. Chris Lawless with Cardinals Nation and Cardinals 24/7, thank you for your continued support. Mick Light with Art City Media, all you do for us is amazing. Cardinal Freak, you as well. Again, part of lineupmedia.fm, guys, if you haven't downloaded the radio app, Yo Radio, make sure you go do that. It's the hottest new internet radio station with all the music that you would expect. It's going to be done with a twist here. They're working on some amazing things behind the scene. We're going to ask you to go download Yo Radio. It's free. Leave them a review. They would greatly appreciate it, and they deserve it. The guys have been working so hard. Again, special thanks to all of our partners, InnovativeCompanies.com. Thank you for your continued support, Randy and Stephanie Green. Residential, commercial, industrial, doesn't matter. They're the ones you want in your corner. That's InnovativeCompanies.com. Adam Smokehouse, you heard us talk about Mike and Frank's place. Tremendous. Watson Road, get over there. A lot of you guys are sending us stuff, thanking us for the recommendation, as you've been impressed with their barbecue as much as we have. We appreciate it, and thank you once again. You heard me talk about Arlington Greens. Get down there and play some golf. If you don't have the golf bug right now, then you're never going to have it. Let me tell you that if you're in this area. And you won't find a better course managed by better people than Arlington Greens down in Granite City. Missouri Gators baseball, thank you for your continued support. Again, that's MissouriGators.com. Find out if you're a good fit for what they got going on over there with the Gators Baseball Academy, the Illinois Gators, or, of course, the Missouri Gators. I love their four pillars. I know Benji does as well. We talked about it. They're just as interested in helping you develop a good person as they are a good baseball player. Check them out, MissouriGators.com. For all my friends here at Two Birds on a Bat, let's go Birds!
Go Birds!
Go Birds!
Birds!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.